Welcome back. Yes, all with thanks to Live Primus, unlimited broadband and NBN plans for all of us. Call 131 101. Of course, our first game for broadcast is here at Etihad Stadium, the Bulldogs and the Lions. The milestone factor for Bob, it's he's a heart and soul player, no doubt, of that club. Does it mean anything, a milestone these days? How does it actually play out?
I hated him.
Before we go to the actual specific day, Dennis Pagan used to talk about clubs like the Kangaroos, the Western Bulldogs, St Kilda, name a few of the clubs that haven't had premiership success. The importance of significant milestones, like a 300-game milestone or a 200-game milestone, that when players near the end of their career of actually getting them to that point. He said the fans, you don't understand how much the fans love the journey with the player. Mm. And to see Bob Murphy do it today, he's not a premiership player, but the way that was handled was fantastic. But for him personally to get to 300 means so much more to those on the other side of the fence than what it probably does
did
to those players.
Did you ever realise this?
Sheens was big on that as well, wasn't he?
You don't. As a player, you don't realise it because you're in, in a different
sector. You understand it, but you, in the moment, you don't really feel it. He hasn't exactly limped to 300 either. I mean, he's had the knee injury, obviously, but he's playing damn good footy.
But there were some that said he should not go on after he did his knee. There were a few people said that's it, should pull up stumps.
His first 3 weeks last year before he did the knee were amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's just such a beautiful footballer to watch.
Kingy's right about the club. I mean, Bob Murphy's 300 means so much to the Western Bulldogs.
It does, yeah.
And the Western Bulldogs fans. Like, if, for example, Dermot played 300 at Hawthorn, everyone would love it because the highlight reel would be great. Look, the best of Dermot's hits, you know. It'd be like, it'd be awesome, Dermot. I mean, it'd be awesome. But Bob Murphy, he's got a spirituality about him. Whether you agree with it or don't agree with it or you believe in spirituality, there's a spiritual side to Bob and it's seeped through the football club.
Just on that, and that's the difference between some clubs. And my club, Hawthorn, never really took milestone games into account. The most famous one was, he's passed away now, and he was a wonderful, wonderful player, premiership player, Desi Maher. Played 199 games in line for his 200th, and he got dropped because Hawthorn believed you had to be worthy of your spot to get on the field. And they thought somebody had passed him. He happened to be in 199 games.
What do you feel about that?
I feel terribly sorry that the milestone wasn't made for him, but I feel proud for the fact that every game you played at Hawthorn, you earned it.
Brian Royal,
that's
same
a hell
scenario.
Of a story,
Brian Royal was dropped on 199 games, sent back to the reserves. And once the club was made aware that he's on 199, said, well, we'll get him back in for his Achilles. Never played again. Stuck on 199 games.
And the life membership of the AFL is...
But he would get that because of the night games.
But it's a 200 games.
Should have a 200. Yeah, there is. But
Cameron Sheedy got Dean Rioli.
Yeah.
Right, to 100 games. And everyone said, oh, this is great. But really, I think he only did it for the father-son prospect.
How many players?
I'll be honest. Why have Dean Rioli on 98 games when father-son prospects in the Rioli lineage is producing quite quality footballers?
And there's still more coming, too. There's a 12-year-old, apparently.
Eight kids at that stage.
There's a Burgoyne waiting in the wings.
There's a Burgoyne.
For Hawthorn as
well. That's what I mean. You get into 100 games to get father-son.
How many players have played AFL footy? VFL AFL footy?
I'd say 12,000.
12,500. How many have played 300 games?
I've looked at this average. I'd say 1% less.
78. Bob 78. Becomes a 78th today. It's a small percentage, isn't it?
Oh,
so it has to be celebrated.
Yeah. All right, well, presume we're all going for the Dogs. Suns and that, is there any argument that the Suns can do anything to stop the Crows today at home?
I'd want May, and Tom Lynch is going that well. He would give them a shot if their back line could stand up, but they've got Collar Jazz.
Have you got a Duna cover with Tom Lynch on?
Oh, feeding him. He's lucky he's not playing in an Hawthorn jumper.
Sydney
will be in trouble.
Sydney and the Giants. Can anyone see the Swans getting it together to upset the Giants or challenge them?
The inclusions, maybe there's a bit of desperation with some of the inclusions.
Is that how you see it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, geez, have they had a lot of preparation?
No, they haven't.
So they're rushing like four of them back in. I don't think it's going to end well for them today.
Sydney are going to have to turn it into like a carnage.
Franklin has
derby.
To turn one on.
If Sydney win, they're going to win with seven or eight goals.
What about the dropping of Alir for young Melican? Mm.
Yeah, I haven't seen Milliken play, but...
Yeah, he played in JLT. He was fantastic, but...
I'm staggered by that decision. I've been contacted by people saying he is out of the team because of his turnovers.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I say, okay, no, that's no problem. But I would have thought, I've got a belief that once your negatives outweigh your positives, you're out. I still think his positives were...
Outweighing the negatives.
I do think that.
He had a limited preseason, and I think they brought him in before they actually wanted to, just because of their injuries once Rampy went down. Port and North Melbourne to finish off our tips for today.
Freo and North.
Port. Sorry.
They played last night.
Sorry, Freo and North Melbourne.
I'll tip Port. Freo. I think the Kangas are a chance in this one. They're a chance. I think there's some games you just have to find a way to win. They travel well. They've always travelled well, the Kangas, over to Perth.
Yeah, they do. They've had a couple of victories over there recently.
All right.
But Freo have got their midfield up and going.
Cunnington versus Fife will be fantastic.
And we're running short of time, so just one word.
You're trying to wind us up.
I am. We've got to throw to KB and Maddie. Can't you see Mick at the back of the box? He's got the moustache twitching there. The Saints and the Cats.
Oregon's almost a game of the round.
There's a few almost games of the round.
You're talking about game styles before. What is St Kilda's game style?
Pressure.
That's what it is, and that's what every game style should be. I don't know what St Kilda are going to. When St Kilda get to the pointy end of the season, if they can sort of press into the eight, I'm now starting to think to myself, what are they going to beat teams? What's their long suit? What's their one word?
To me, it's pressure.
Everybody's going to be pressure.
Their one would. Because what happened, Melbourne took away their strength denying them the ability to put pressure on. It was quite funny. I think St Kilda did that to Collingwood last week. I think St Kilda took away Collingwood's ability
I thought they just pressured up so hard again, they gobbled up Collingwood.
I asked Richo after the show. I'm like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say stuff like
don't
that.
Source
called Alan Richardson. But I said to him, I just asked him, did you do to Collingwood what Melbourne did to you? I think I asked him on air, so I can say it. And he goes, yes, a little bit. And I found that quite interesting.
The Cats handball enormous through the midfield. Their numbers have gone through the roof. So if the Saints pressure's on, they'll get a chance to force big turnovers. Yep.
If they can get
and Patrick Dangerfield, did anyone else I found that absolutely fascinating, that story.
It is. Yep, it is. We are out of time, though, Robert. Siren sounded.
It's the best story of the year, just said we're moving to KB.
Why'd you wait till now to bring it up?
Sorry.
Yeah, we've got to listen to KB so bang on about what? Josh Gibson should be suspended.
Righto. KB, Maddie G,
KB's
Mickey
going to have a non-contact sport in 5 years.
Scotty Lucas, Brett coming up with all their thoughts on footy.
Leave him alone, KB.
And
leave
the Dogs and the Lions. That's it for Crunch Time. Thanks to iPromise. iPromise, unlimited broadband and NBN plans for all of us. Call 131 101. Thank you, boys.